This story was written by Norman Helgeson with the Reflector newspaper. Battleground Mayor Eric Overholser has signaled support for two proposed proclamations that, if read, would mark a shift from the city's previous approach, according to public records reviewed by the Reflector. One proposed proclamation recognizes a federal executive designation of Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization and affirms support for law enforcement and the rule of law. The second expresses support for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Both proposed proclamations address issues that have been the subject of national debate and follow recent controversy over Overholser's decisions on Pride Month and transgender-related proclamations. Records indicate that Overholser approved advancing the anti-Antifa proclamation, even as city staff raised questions about whether the document met the city's standards for ceremonial proclamations, condemning Antifa. On April 8th, a person named Jesse McCarty submitted a draft proclamation to Overholser titled, "A Proclamation Condemning Antifa, Associated Criminal Conduct, and Directing the Vigorous Enforcement of Law." The draft condemned Antifa-associated criminal activity and called for strict enforcement of laws related to riot, unlawful assembly, assault, arson, and vandalism. Overholser forwarded this email to the city clerk. 2 days later, after the clerk asked if the proclamation should proceed, Overholser replied by email, "Yes, I approve of this proclamation." Later that month, City Clerk Elizabeth Halili notified Overholser that the proposed proclamation did not align with the city's governance coordination manual. In an April 21st email, Halili, speaking for City Manager Chris Swanson, wrote that ceremonial proclamations are not statements of policy, but are a means by which the city can recognize an event, group, or individual. Halili further wrote that the anti-Antifa proposal functions as a policy statement condemning Antifa-associated violence and expressing support for public order. As such, it falls outside the definition and purpose of a ceremonial proclamation, Halili wrote. The records reviewed by the Reflector do not show a direct response from Overholser to staff concerns. By April 27th, records show the proclamation was under revision. On April 30th, Overholser directed the city clerk to schedule the proclamation for the June City Council agenda. The proclamation was considered for a Monday, May 4th reading, but was pulled at Overholser's request for revisions. The revised proclamation changed its language. Rather than directly condemning Antifa, the updated version acknowledged a September 2025 federal executive order by President Donald Trump designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. The updated draft stated that the city formally recognizes the federal executive order regarding Antifa as reflecting national public safety concerns. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. On January 27th, Paula Ochoa emailed Overholser a proposed proclamation in support of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The proclamation praised ICE officers and agents while describing immigration enforcement as essential to national sovereignty, public safety, and democratic governance. The proposal additionally stated that attempts to undermine, delegitimize, or obstruct ICE's lawful mission erode respect for the rule of law. The next day, Overholser wrote that he had sent back a revised version and asked whether Ochoa approved the changes. Records obtained by the Reflector did not include the revised version referenced in the email exchange. Further email communications referenced the original draft. Months later, on April 30th, Overholser instructed City Clerk Elizabeth Halili to coordinate with the requester to schedule the ICE proclamation for an upcoming City Council meeting on Monday, May 18th. As of press time, the ICE proclamation had not appeared on a published council agenda for Monday, May 18th. The proposed proclamations differ from previous ceremonial recognitions issued by the city, which have typically focused on observances, awareness months, and community organizations. The developments come after criticism surrounding Overholser's handling of LGBTQ-related proclamations. In 2024, while serving as a city council member, Overholser joined two other council members in voting to remove a Pride Month proclamation from the council agenda in a successful minority vote. Since becoming mayor in January, he has also denied two LGBTQ-related proclamation requests submitted by Evoke Cascadia President Jessica Cole, according to prior reporting by The Reflector. proposals also come amid an increase in local political demonstrations in Battleground. In October 2025, North Clark County Indivisible organized its first protest at Main Street and State Route 503, drawing about 300 participants. A second protest in March saw attendance nearly double. Protesters raised concerns related to actions by the Trump administration, including ICE enforcement operations and deaths involving federal immigration agents in Minneapolis earlier this year. The Reflector contacted Overholser for comment regarding both proposed proclamations. Overholser did not respond before press time. This report was first published by the Reflector newspaper.